One person who plans to be among dozens who will testify at the EPA hearing in Galena Park is Brian Tyson. He's very concerned about air pollution.
I have three young children, and it definitely has impacted my decisions in where to live around Houston.
Tyson lives on the other side of Houston from the complex of chemical plants and refineries along the Ship Channel on Houston's east side. But where he works is another story. Across the street is a Superfund site where an entire neighborhood had to be leveled because the soil was so contaminated.
Inhale. Good job.
Brian Tyson is a doctor specializing in breathing problems. And many of the people who come to see him at his office live near or work in the refinery complex in this part of southeast Houston.
But we definitely do see the patients that are closer to petrochemical plants seem to more frequently be coming in with more sinus and asthma complaints.
The EPA is now proposing that refineries start doing a lot more to curb toxic emissions, like upgrading equipment to reduce fumes escaping from storage tanks and using cleaner burning flares that make accidental releases of chemicals less toxic. The EPA is also proposing what some residents and many environmental groups have long pushed for, more air monitoring equipment on refinery fence lines to see exactly what pollution is blowing into nearby neighborhoods. The refinery industry is opposed to it. We talked with Howard Feldman with the American Petroleum Institute in Washington. Someone might say, well, are you trying to hide something then if you don't want to put a monitor out there?
Then it's just a question of how much money do you want to spend to measure something that you don't think you have an issue with.
Feldman says the industry feels enormous progress has already been made.
For example, in the Houston, Texas area, we know that the concentrations of the toxic compounds have declined by 87% over the last 27 years. That's a very big drop.
That's one reason Feldman says that asking the industry to spend, in his words, billions for improvements isn't justified. The EPA says its new rules would only cost millions and add negligibly to the price of gasoline and other products. Public advocacy groups say any additional expense of the new rules can easily be justified in Texas. No other state has more refineries.
That's why the EPA hearings in Houston this week are important.
Nancy Nusser is with the group Public Citizen in Austin. She used a federal database to look at reported leaks of some of the most potentially harmful chemicals, like hydrogen cyanide. It's a lethal chemical used in weapons, but also used to make synthetic clothing. Nusser said in 2012 there were 50 reported leaks of hydrogen cyanide nationwide.
And about 30 of those were in Texas. So the majority of those were in Texas. This is extremely, extremely dangerous kind of situation because hydrogen cyanide as a vapor can be instantly lethal.
The leaks didn't kill people, but in one case, a leak may have killed birds at a plant in Orange, according to the EPA. But here's the thing. Hydrogen cyanide is among certain hazardous pollutants that are seldom actually monitored at refineries, according to the group Environmental Integrity Project. In 2012, that group outlined the deficiencies in a lawsuit against the EPA. The EPA's new rules address much of what that lawsuit alleged. Back at the doctor's office, Brian Tyson says bad air days mean his patients miss work or school.
I do think that there needs to be much more done to minimize emissions.
He says he wants the EPA to know that pollution isn't an abstract issue, but a real threat with real costs. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.